Chapter 3. The 1001 Bottles. The next day, the stranger's luggage finally arrived at the inn. It was carried by a cart through the melting snow. There were a few normal trunks, but also many big boxes and crates. Inside them were strange things, books, and a huge number of bottles of all shapes and sizes. When the cart came, the innkeeper Hall was talking with the driver, Mr. Fearinside. Suddenly, Fearinside's dog saw the stranger and attacked him. The dog jumped and tore the stranger's trouser leg and glove. People shouted, and the stranger quickly ran inside the inn. Hall thought he saw something very strange for a moment, like a hand without a hand, but he was not sure. Soon, the stranger came back downstairs. He was angry, but said he was not hurt. His trousers and gloves looked changed. Then he ordered the boxes to be taken into his room. He opened the crates with great excitement. Inside were bottles, small bottles with colored liquids, big bottles with labels, bottles with strange shapes, bottles with powder. He put them everywhere, on the table, on the mantelpiece, on the shelves, and even on the floor. The room looked like a laboratory, Mrs. Hall brought him food, but he was already working with the bottles, mixing drops into test tubes. He did not like to be disturbed. When she knocked, he told her angrily not to enter without knocking. His face still stayed covered, and she thought his empty glasses made his eyes look dark and hollow. Later, in the village, Fearinside told people that he noticed something even stranger. Under the torn clothes, the stranger's skin did not look normal. It was not pink like human skin, but completely black. Henfrey, who was listening, said, "But his nose is pink." Fearinside answered, "I think he is piebald, part black, part white, like some animals. Maybe that's why he hides his face." The people of Iping grew even more curious and suspicious about their unusual guest.